I would go, say, to this island called Staten Island, Isla de los Estados, off Argentina. Not Staten Island in New York, but the one down at the bottom of the world. And get to walk around in places where there might never have been another human being. And walk through forests where songbirds would come out of the trees and just sit next to your face and scream at you. Just everything about them giving you this impression that they'd never seen a person before and had no idea what you were and were really freaked out. I found some pieces in the Falklands once of an Argentine fighter plane on the side of a hill on one of these really remote islands. And it was hard not to think about how you could have stood there in that spot for, you know, 50,000 years and wouldn't have heard anything but the wind and the waves and watched the albatrosses fly over. And then just one day in 1982, all of a sudden, you'd just hear this and this airplane would have smashed into it. And then nothing again after that. And it made it seem almost like there was nowhere in the world that's safe, you know, that at any place, no matter how remote, that some machine could come hurtling out of the sky and smash into it. All you can come back with scientifically from that trip is a notebook with a few locations of nests of the bird that you're looking for. And while hard data is useful, it seemed to be such a tiny sliver of what that experience felt like and seemed to mean. And that seemed like a shame to me. I wanted to be able to process every part of that experience and try to get something else out of it and digest it in other ways. I feel like music is a way to explore the very kinds of things that science is not equipped to explore. As we sail to the world from an insular land, from the bars that have sheltered us all of our lives. I had the title before I had anything else about this record, and I just wrote it down one day, The Golden Archipelago, and I thought, well, I've been to a lot of islands, and I've thought a lot about them, and I still spend most of my daydreaming life there, so surely there's a record in here somewhere. When I've gone to different islands or different remote places, I've gathered various objects or documents or images without really knowing what they're going to be for, but just because, like anybody collecting souvenirs, you want it just because it seems meaningful in and of itself, and maybe you'll figure out exactly why later on. So I've started pulling things out of my files, just looking through them. And one of the things that sort of got caught in the net was this recording of people from Bikini Atoll singing their national anthem. And when I heard this recording, which was made in 1998 on the island to which the Bikinians have been exiled since they were removed for the nuclear testing on their home island, I was so moved both by the text of the anthem. No longer can I stay, it's true. No longer can I lay my head on my sleeping mat and pillow because of my island and the life I once knew there. And the thought is overwhelming, rendering me helpless and in great despair. And my spirit wanders until it meets with a current of immense power. And only there can I find tranquility. Surely there's not another national anthem like this, you know. But it's delivered with such energy and life and joy that it's really paradoxical. It throws you into the most wonderful kind of emotional confusion, and it's just so emblematic of the kind of victory over exile, over death, that we can only, you know, achieve through art. And I knew that when I heard that I wanted to explore both some of the story of what happened to these people, but also that feeling more than anything else. Like the song Landscape at Speed, I was thinking of like the bomber pilots that dropped the first of the atomic bomb tests on Bikini Atoll, and the way that the Pacific Island landscape would look from a great height, and what the feeling you might have would be as you sort of closed in on the target. On the one hand, we tried to conjure up this very sort of tranquil, sort of undulating landscape, but then we also went after a sort of uneasy, ugly undertone. Experiences are rarely just beautiful or just ugly or just happy or just sad. It's everything's all bound up. And to the degree that you can make music that reflects those kinds of emotional states, I think it's more satisfying. In a summertime and a slow burn over ancient fields, over islands, from the slope and the rise of the mainland, unfamiliar shores. To the brim.